From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The House has killed an amendment to expand a financial regulation bill that would allow struggling homeowners to reduce their payments in bankruptcy court. The vote was 241 to 188 to reject the move. The provision had been in a previous bill that passed the House but later failed in the Senate. President Obama wanted to help homeowners facing foreclosure but did not push for the proposal. Banks and credit unions lobbied against the measure, saying it would cause a flood of bankruptcy filings. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is continuing a visit to Iraq today. In the northern city of Kirkuk, Gates held a town hall-style meeting with U.S. soldiers. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
At a U.S. airbase on the edge of Kirkuk, Gates answered questions about operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. He reassured the troops that American plans to withdraw from Iraq have not been affected by delays in the country's elections, now scheduled for next March. Gates met Thursday with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, and the secretary said he believed that Iraq's political leadership is committed to a united Iraq. The country is still reeling from a massive attack on December 8th when five car bombs killed over 100 people across Baghdad. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Gates also answered a question about neighboring Iran. He predicted that tougher international sanctions are in the cards if Iran continues with its current nuclear program. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
The wife of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford has filed for divorce. Jenny Sanford says she and the governor have been unable to reconcile their marriage after he admitted to having an affair this summer. NPR's Adam Huckberg has details.
The Sanfords separated in early June, a couple weeks before the governor publicly confessed to having a relationship with a woman in Argentina. Jenny Sanford has been living with the couple's four children at the family's beach house, while Mark Sanford remained in the governor's mansion. While Mrs. Sanford had said previously that she wanted to continue to work on her marriage, she now says in a statement that reconciliation efforts were unsuccessful. She says she's dedicated to, in her words, keeping the process that lies ahead peaceful for her family. The Sanfords have been married 20 years, and she's managed several of his political campaigns. Her announcement comes days after a state legislative committee recommended against impeaching the governor for his behavior this summer, when he went to Argentina to visit his girlfriend without telling his family, staff, or security detail that he was leaving South Carolina. Adam Huckberg, NPR News.
A House Democratic leader says Congress is going to have to allow at least $1.8 trillion in additional federal borrowing next year to prevent a default in the U.S. debt. Congressman Steny Hoyer says an increase in the debt limit must be in the range of $1.8 to $1.9 trillion to permit the government to borrow enough money to keep the government running through December of next year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points to 10,459, the Nasdaq down one. This is NPR. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 1.3% last month. It's the biggest increase since August, raising hopes the country's economic recovery is gaining traction. Danielle Carson has more.
The strong showing surprised economists. November includes one of the hottest shopping days of the year, but this year's Black Friday sales notched up only 0.5%. David Ressler, chief economist with Nomura Securities International, says Santa is being good to retailers so far.
This is the critical time of the year for retailers, and they certainly got off to a pretty good start in November.
And now many shoppers are in what Ressler calls an intricate dance with retailers.
Who's going to wait longest for the bargain? Retailers, they start to get nervous that sales aren't as strong as they wanted them to be, start cutting prices. And consumers know that happens, so they may be waiting right now.
Then there are the gift cards. Ressler points out those spending numbers won't get counted until people cash them in, usually in January. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Businesses unexpectedly increased their inventories in October. That stops a 13-month decline. The gain is a sign that businesses are finally restocking depleted warehouse shelves. The government says businesses increased inventories 0.2% in October. Total business sales rose 1.1%. President Obama returned to Washington today with his Nobel Peace Prize safely in tow and shifted his attention back to his top domestic priority of health care overhaul as the Senate debates the issue. After months of negotiations, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is working behind closed doors to secure support among liberal and moderate Democrats for a tentative deal on an expanded government role in health care. The House has already passed a bill. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.